good to be back. Good to see you back. Right. Tonight I'm going to be talking a little bit about that. But we're going to find out something tonight.
Is it poop testing? I'm not for that.
I'm just going to nick this.
There's always a problem.
Don't nick, I'm Christian. I'm going to borrow all these little chairs. Oh, it's a sponge cake.
No.
Close, but no.
Whatever, it won't come out of the
bag. Well, I'm just sorting it. Right. I'm going to find out what a scone scone.
Yeah,
some jam.
Boy, we've got squirty cream in there.
Oh, no.
Squirty cream.
Oh no, that's
crunchy. You God and love has got in common. Right? I'll get to them in a bit. God's love to us. Now you might be thinking, how's he going to bring that into scum? You'll find out. You'll have to keep listening now. Right.
We won't have jam.
I've got quite a few scriptures I'm going to read. None of them's got scones in, though. You couldn't find one with scones in. But the first one's a well-known scripture. And it's about love. It's one we should all be able to know off by heart. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This particular scripture is a very good description of God's love. Its intensity. How does God love us? In this scripture, we can relate to that love in parental love. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Unlimited. Limitless, everlasting. These are all things that we can pull from this very short verse. But is this the fullness of God's love? God's love to us. God's love to each one of us individually. God's love for you is a vital part of your life. It needs to be in every part of your life. In John 14:23, it says, Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and he will come to them and make our home. That's a very important verse in describing the love of our Father. In that verse, it teaches us the indwelling of God. This is when God moves into each of our lives. That's important for that four-letter word to be active. When you move into a house, it's the whole thing. Whether it's just a flat or a big mansion house, it's the whole thing. You occupy, even if it's just like a single bed, one bedroom bedsit kind of thing, the whole thing's yours. You've got a kitchen, you've got a bathroom, you've got a lounge. It's all complete and it's all yours. Same as how God's love is when he moves in. He wants to occupy the whole thing. He doesn't want to just sit in part of your life. He wants to be in all of your life. And that's when God's love can make a difference. You might think it's hard to comprehend. I spoke in just a love that is limitless. A love that is unlimited. That love wants to move inside you. I've expanded over the years, so there's more room in me. The complexity of God's love, the length, the width, the height. How do you know it? How can you describe it? In Romans 8:39, neither the height nor the depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It's a big thing. Is it beyond us? Is it something that we just can't understand? How should we think? Ephesians 3:19 says, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Wow. This love wants to come into my life, into your life, that surpasses all knowledge, and that we have no way of measuring, and then to the fullness of God. Do you understand this love? Do you comprehend the love that God has got for each of us? Ephesians 5 verse 1 says some amazing words. I think this opens love up to each one of us in a very easy way. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. And that just made it simple. The penny dropped. How exactly how God's wanting love to come into our lives. In lots of scripture, too many verses for me to repeat, we, me and you, are described as what? Children. And that's exactly how this wonderful thing called love, called God's love, can easily enter our lives. The problem is, we don't like to think about children anymore. We like to think, hey, I've grown up now, I'm in the big world. And bang, everything's complicated. Suddenly the length, the breadth, the depth are all necessities, are all things that we need to know the complexity of. We need to understand to make it real. Follow God's example as dearly loved children. In 1 John 2:28, 29, it says, and now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. Continuing on in 1 John 3 verses 1 to 2, it says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now I'm going to talk a bit about the storm. Right. Quite a nice looking thing, the scone. But what's missing?
Yeah, we held it and eating it.
The jam. Now, if you was to eat the scone like this, how would you find it?
Dry.
Bit dull. Bit boring. Right. Now, this scone, back up into it. Has got fuel currency in one fallen out, but I think of the scone as you and me. Right? Now we might try our best to take the scone and put
something nice in it. So we might put bits of fruit in. We might be trying to fill our representation of ourselves with something that we could maybe call love. But it's not full. To me, that scone is still empty. Now, one thing about what I'm going to do now is something which you ladies might draw similarities to or whatever. Love itself is gooey. Oh, look at this.
It's strawberry. Has it got bits in there?
It's got real strawberries in
it. Are you worrying about that? I'm just asking you. Yeah. I just need to know if it's got bits in it or not.
Now, God said in his scriptures that we've just spoke about and his love towards us that what he wants to do most of all is just lavish it on us.
I think you're going to
put it that way. God wants to lavish you. And that means lavishing, not missing a bit. Right? This is an art. Getting all the jam off the knife. And the reason why you've got to do that is because what comes next? Oh.
Are you sure? Can I
see the slobber coming in? Clotted
cream. So God's now come into his little dry life that we try to fill with little bits of love. And he's absolutely no. He's lavished it on. But is that enough?
No.
God just doesn't want to stop there. It wants to lavish it. Oh, dear. He wants to top you off good and proper.
It's like a lump of butter.
Oh, no.
If you mix it with jam,
then it's
just
oozing.
Look at his face.
So if that simple fruit scone represented you, well, what difference God can make? When God's love comes down on you, that's what you could be.
He's enjoying tonight's meeting.
But that simple way of understanding it, that's exactly how God wants us to understand his love. That's exactly how God wants each of us to receive his love. We think of God as our Father. So, in that respect, what more than a week than his children? In Ephesians 1, verses 5 to 10, it says there, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, for the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the time reaches their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. God wants to know each one of us as his son or daughter. It's that personal relationship. God wants to reveal his love in all its capacity. He wants to lavish that love on each of us. Not just in one part of our life, but in totality. He wants to have it all. He's not a God of bits and pieces. If you had that scone with just raisins in, just full of bits and pieces, very dry, you'd probably have enough of it after half. But now, God's love's made the difference. That scone is lavished.
Start winking at it, Stephen.
It's exactly how God's love can be in your life. The only problem is that we think that we've grown up. We think that we've don't need that child relationship anymore. And then suddenly complications set in. Suddenly them little tiny bits of fruit in the scone might just seem satisfactory. Suddenly God doesn't seem that important in our lives, in our busy daily tasks. And we can push him to one side. And that love that God wants to cover us with, that love that God wants to lavish each one of us with, That love which makes difference in every situation in our lives, in every room, in every place. That love can be pushed out. But God doesn't want that. God wants you to come as dearly loved children. He wants you to come up to his throne room. He wants to meet with you tonight. He wants to say, his love, it's all for you. I gave my son, which I loved, for you. You might not be able to understand the love in its entirety, but don't think of it like that. Think of it like the jam and cream. I can simply put it on. I can simply give it you right now. I can chuck all the dry bits out and I can fill it with my love. I can fill it more than you ever can imagine. That you ever can understand, but you don't need to understand it. Just know that it's coming your way. How great is God's love for you? Now I think that's quite simple. That God's love and you are just like that scone. Now you can be just like that scone out of the packet. Dry, bit of fruit in it. Looks alright. You can eat it. Or you can be like that scone on that plate. I'll know you later. You can be full. You can be lavished in God's love. Choice is yours. Are you a child of God? Are you his son, his daughter? Are you trying to make it complicated? Are you trying to cope with just that odd bit of fruit? That odd bit of love? Because it's enough to get by on. It's enough to live by. God's got more. It's your choice tonight. How much of God's love do you want in your life? Because that's what makes a difference to each of us. Amen.